The high school conference races are heating up. This is the North Shore High School Football Preview Show. In this edition of the program, we'll hear from Gloucester High football coach Tony Zarilli.
But, I thought overall we came to play. We set the tone on that first series, and it carried through the first half.
Off a big win a week ago, they're traveling to Revere and head coach Lou Ciccatelli's Patriots.
It's going to be a game that we're going to have to make no mistakes.
Lynn English High nabbed their second win of the year last weekend in Winthrop, but they're going to be taking on a very tough Beverly team on Friday.
Extremely well coached. You watch film on them. They don't make many mistakes. They have tremendous athletes.
That's English coach Chris Carroll. Salem High picked up their first win in over a year, winning Witches coach Matt Bouchard.
That consistency is kind of continued, so we're hoping to kind of push that right into Friday night.
And in West Newbury, Steve Hayden, the head football coach at Pentucket, picked up his 200th coaching win last weekend.
The wins and losses, really, when you come down to it, they're all good. I just like seeing our kids compete and do their best.
Steve Hayden will be our feature guest a little bit later on in this football preview show. Well, let's get right to our game previews. Here is what we have. Our live video streaming game on Friday night and also airing on Channel A on MSONewsSports.com will feature Gloucester playing at Revere. Rick Moore and Paul Ingram will have the play-by-play coverage for you. We'll have live video streaming of that game, weather permitting, and it all kicks off at 7 o'clock in Revere on Friday night. Gloucester coach Tony Zarilli's team is off a very big thumping of the Swampscott Big Blue last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we tried to balance our attack a little bit more than it was the week before, and I thought our running backs ran well, and I thought our offensive line, you know, blocked well. You know, we made some adjustments right off the bat in that first series, and, you know, we stuck with that, and, you know, we made adjustments here and there. We watched the film, and we were making some mistakes, and, you know, we got to fix that this week. But, you know, I thought overall we came to play. We set the tone on that first series, and it carried through the first half. Mm-hmm.
That is head coach Tony Zarilli, and looking ahead to Friday's game.
This year, they're good. You know, I know Lou last year when we talked going into the playoffs, we had the coin toss, and him and I talked quite a bit. And he was very excited about this team coming back. You know, it was very young. We were both kind of in the same spot at that time. We had a young team, not a lot of experience. And I think we're both on the same page right now. We're both looking at our teams as, okay, you know, you've had a year under your belt. You've gone through the turmoil of not being in the playoffs and being, you know, or getting knocked out quickly. And you learn from that and you grow from that. And I think it's the same type of team. They're coming in, they're experienced. They've got three wins under their belt. They're feeling great. And, you know, and we gotta go at them. We gotta take it at them first whistle to the last whistle, you know, and I think that it's gonna be a battle. You know, I think he's got a good team over there, and I know they're flying high, and I think that, you know, we have to get out there and we have to set that tone on opening kickoff, whatever it is, kickoff, kick, return, and stay on them, because if you don't stay on them, you know, they're going to fight us. They're going to fight us every chance they get.
While Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli's Patriots are off to a 3-0 start, Coach Ciccatelli happy with his team this year.
Like I said earlier in the week, I like my football team. I think we're a scrappy bunch. They work really hard. They worked hard in the offseason. And 3-0 is a good start. It's paying off thus far. And it's just something that we have to keep going as a team. The coaches have to keep it going, keep the enthusiasm up, keep coaching the kids up. And, you know, hopefully good things can happen this year for us.
And how does he see Gloucester and this matchup on Friday?
They're a team to be reckoned with. They do everything right. They get off the ball very, very quickly. Their offensive line is the thing that I'm amazed with, because they all do their job. They're scooping on the backside. They're down blocking on the play side. And it looks like they've got a sea of red downfield every play. So it's going to be a game that we're going to have to make no mistakes in order to win.
Revere's Lou Ciccatelli. Again, we'll have live play-by-play coverage of that game on Channel A Friday night. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Our other broadcast game this weekend will find Beverly playing at Lynn English. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marty Smith and Tim Kearns will have the play-by-play coverage for you on radio on MSO News Sports Channel B on Friday night. Lynn English coach Chris Carroll taking on the 3-0 Panthers.
Extremely well coached. You watch film on them. They don't make many mistakes. They have tremendous athletes. Their line is very disciplined. There's not many weaknesses on the team.
So
I know when I saw them the very first game, I kind of got the impression that their overall team speed looked to be pretty fast. In the past, they've had strengths and, you know, they have some speed like all teams, but they seem to have a lot of overall speed. I don't know if that comes out at all.
Yeah, you can definitely see it. When they hit the outside, if they get the outside, they get up there and they go. So it's, you know, containing that speed, but also just playing disciplined assignment football and, you know, playing team defense to counteract that speed.
For English, they picked up their second win of the year last Friday in Winthrop.
It's a much-needed win. Winthrop's always a tough place to play historically for us. But the kids played well, the line blocked well, and we were able to pick up a much-needed win.
Other games on the North Shore this weekend, Marblehead playing at Peabody. Salem will be playing host to Winthrop now. That game has been changed. It was originally going to be played in Winthrop Friday night. Now we understand it's going to be played at Bertram Field in Salem on Friday night. And Salem and head coach Matt Bouchard coming off their first win in over a year at Salem High last weekend.
Yeah, so I mean, I think because of the way the schedule lined up, we actually get to travel them twice. We traveled there last year, and we get to go there again this year. So, and there's no question, anytime you get on the road, you know, you really got to make sure you're bringing your defense, and it's always hard to go to someone else's field. So, Winthrop, I think over, you know, the few years that I've really watched them, you know, they're well coached, and, you know, we really need to make sure that we're controlling the line of scrimmage. For us to be successful, on Friday, we really need to make sure that, defensively we control the line of scrimmage, and, we just got to stay on schedule offensively. I think if you watch the Saugus game, a majority of the time in that game, when it came to down and distance, we kind of stayed on schedule and were able to kind of move the ball consistently down the field. Previous games, we were very inconsistent, and obviously it we struggled. I think if what I've seen even at practice, that consistency is kind of continued. So we're hoping to kind of push that right into Friday night.
Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. Again, that game being played in Salem on Friday night. Other games Friday, Archbishop Williams playing at Bishop Fenwick, Linfield at Ipswich, Ipswich High football coach Kevin Fassett.
Well, we're taking it one week at a time. We have Linfield, who's probably the toughest team on our schedule. I mean, they're a solid program. They play hard. They have great athletes. They're coached up real well. And we definitely have our hands full, and we got to make sure that we execute and come focused and ready to play, because if, you know, they have, you know, been an outstanding team the last few years. And, you know, if you look back at their scores, they've done a great job taking care of teams early. So we got to make sure we're ready to go right from the get-go so we can stick around in that game.
Ipswich High football coach Kevin Fassett. Masconomet is at North Reading, Minuteman at Essex Tech, Wakefield plays at Wilmington, and Pentucket is going to play at Newburyport on Friday night. This is Pentucket coach Steve Hayden on that matchup.
They've changed. They've gone to the Delaware, so we'll be kind of looking at ourselves offensively. Defensively, they could be a 4-4 or 3-4, but they're very skilled. They've got very, very good athletes. Their backs are outstanding. They present a lot of speed, and they run hard and they run tough. So, and you know, they're well coached, and the kids get after it. So, it should be a good game.
Pentucket football coach Steve Hayden. More with Coach Hayden coming up in just a few moments, as he picked up his 200th coaching win last Saturday afternoon when they knocked off Triton 13-10, in West Newbury. Other games coming up on Saturday. There will be no Saugus-Swampscott game because of the hazing incident in Swampscott. They've canceled that game in Swampscott. So a weekend off for Saugus and a forfeit for Swampscott High School. Danvers on Saturday night will take on Lynn Classical at Bishop Fenwick. Manchester-Essex will be playing at Hamilton-Wenham Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Manchester-Essex football coach Jeff Hutton.
Yeah, we play that Saturday at 2 o'clock because it's an SAT morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tough. I mean, Coach Morency has done a great job over there. I know some of the guys on the coaching staff personally. So those kids are always going to play tough. I went and watched the game against Ipswich. They're physical. They're big. They can move. So it's no matter what the records are, all these, like we tell these kids, every game, the next game is the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, okay.
This is our biggest game of the season this Saturday.
Hornets head coach Jeff Hutton. Malden Catholic is at St. John's Prep Saturday night at 6. St. Mary's will host Arlington Catholic at Manning Field Saturday night at 7. Saturday morning at Manning Field, Lynn Tech will host Mystic Valley at 10:15. Pingree is at New Hampton Saturday night at 6 o'clock. College football, MIT playing at Endicott, kickoff Saturday at noon. It is homecoming at Endicott College on Saturday. This is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Steve Hayden, the football coach at Pentucket High School, Pentucket Regional High School. And Coach Hayden picked up his 200th career coaching win this past weekend against Triton, a 13-10 decision. And Coach, congratulations. Must have been a great day for you.
Yeah, it was a great day because Triton really played hard, and our kids had to really hang on to get the win. They did a good job.
Steve, I met you really, I think, only one time. We were just talking before we started this interview. It was a great Saturday afternoon a number of years ago. I was up in the stands watching the game with Mike Grenier from the Salem News. And, one of the things that I'm taking from just kind of observing you is you love the game of football. And the fact that your team right now is 3-0 was probably just as big as to you as anything else on this past Saturday.
I really, the wins and losses, really, when you come down to it, they're all good. I just like seeing our kids compete and do their best.
Yeah.
That's what really it's all about.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the day. I got to focus. Ask you one question on the day anyways. Who was there for you on Saturday? I mean, who were some of the people that kind of stopped by and kind of gave you a pat on the back and said congratulations?
Actually, my family, my wife, my brother, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, a lot of friends, Coach Chuck Adamopoulos from Central Catholic, who was one of my assistant coaches my first year. It was the first 2 years at Pentucket before he moved on to Central Catholic. Tom Flaherty, who coaches with us, who was my coach, who I took over for, it was there. And really, it was very nice to see that Jack Welch from Ipswich High School was there. And that's kind of a funny story because Jack got his 200th win against us at about 15 years ago. So we played hard, but they snuck one out on us. And he was a great coach and a great person and had to come down and say hi. So that was very nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Jack Welch was there. So that's fantastic that he was there. I mean, obviously a Cape Ann League football coaching legend from Ipswich.
Yeah, and my father-in-law, who's 88, was down to watch too, he's been a great supporter all through the year.
Well, all right. So let me ask you about this year's team. Who are the players on this year's Pentucket team that you're counting on to contribute in your game Friday night against Newburyport?
Well, I think, they call it a team for that, that reason that, there's a lot of all of them have to really, really play their best. And we've got some kids that have done very well this year. Ken and Haley has run the ball and played some very good defense for us. Our senior backs, Brennan McGuirk, and offensive line has been probably in defensive line has been our forefront, and that starts with Ben Thornton, our captain, Joe Ramondi, Nathaniel Malone, Noah Marley, James Lucia, Willie Beard. They've been just doing a real, real good job. Our split ends, Travis Bouncy, first year player, has really stepped up and done a real nice job. Junior Jack Galligan has done a very good job. Cam McGolf, our tight end. John Parsons backing us up. Our running back, Robert Porter, and Liam Sheedy have done a real good job. So, it's going to take all of us to put it together.
Yeah. What kind of a team does Newburyport have this year? What kind of style are they now here in 2015?
they've changed. They've gone to the Delaware, so we'll be kind of looking at ourselves offensively. Defensively, they could be a 4-4 or 3-4, but they're very skilled. They've got very, very good athletes. Their backs are outstanding. They present a lot of speed, and they run hard, and they run tough. So, and, you know, they're well coached, and the kids get after it, so it should be a good game.
Yeah. Steve, I want to back up the clock here a little bit, back it up in time here. You won 5 Cape Ann League titles, and as I understand it, 3 Super Bowl appearances. Let's go to the Cape Ann League titles. I know this is an unfair question, but what kind of stands out among those Cape Ann League titles for you?
I don't know. I have to say the kids really, in all of them, they all battled hard, and they all, you know, we had some talented kids, and we had kids that worked hard, had a good work ethic, and I think that's probably what stands out the most.
Yeah. Now the Super Bowls, to me, one of the things is the Super Bowl. When you go to the Super Bowl, all of a sudden you have that week to prepare for it, which is the craziest of all things. And I know at different times there's been different Super Bowl formats. So what do you remember from the Super Bowls, getting ready for those and playing those?
We're having fun. We had no expectations to ever even go to a Super Bowl, I guess. Chris Perry, who had coached with me for 31 years, when we went to our first Super Bowl, before the game started, we just looked at each other and said, can we even believe that we were here? It was just one of those things that seems surreal. And our kids played really, really tough. You know, we played Dighton-Rehoboth, and we were lucky to get a win. They were well coached, and it was a pretty tough game. And we were actually the last team to play in the millennium. So it was pretty good.
Yeah. No, that's a great story, and you're right about, you know, just kind of soaking it in, and it's hard to do that, but I'm glad you were able to kind of capture that moment. I got to ask you this, too, and again, this is a very unfair question, so help me out on this, but athletes, you know, I know you're a coach, you appreciate your team, you appreciate this year's team, you're kind of like Belichick, I'm sure, in a sense, like we're all coaches are, that, you know, this is the team, this is the year, but are there a couple of players that you can single out and say, wow, these were incredible Pawtucket football players years ago?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, the great thing about it is we've had some athletes that have been unbelievable, you know, Mike McCoy, Steve Puglio, going right down, Cody Rosswell did some amazing things as a running back. But it always comes back to the same thing. It's a team game, and no matter how good those guys were or are, it always takes, you know, the whole group of them to get it done. No one can do it by themselves, and I'm sure those guys will be the first to tell you that their teammates really helped.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you. I got one last question for you. I'm sure you are a coaching influence on a lot of young men and other coaches, but who were your coaching influences, and where do you kind of get inspiration and, you know, X's and O's from?
Well, I'll be brief, but Coach Flaherty, Tom Flaherty, who coached me in high school, and then I replaced it. He went to Milton, has come back, and I always use this. He was still working at Milton, and we had a Thanksgiving Day game that snowed, and at the time, he was like 65, 66, and he brought his shovel to the field for that pre-Thanksgiving Day practice and was out there shoveling the snow. Dave Morse, my first athletic director, and he was my coach, one of my coaches in high school also, and a great mentor. And Chris Perry, who worked with me for 31 years, was very, very sound and with a work ethic and a coaching ethic and loved the game and loved the kids. And Chuck Adamopoulos, who was, you know, as a friend and as a coach, you can't get better.
Yeah. Coach, anything else you want to share with us? It's been great talking with you, but anything else you want to share that I didn't ask you about the coaching career or Pawtucket football?
Just one thing. I have to say that, honestly, if it wasn't for my wife and her understanding and her patience with me, during the football season that I probably would never have been a coach. And she's been one of my biggest supporters, and she's been outstanding.
And
always has been.
And what's her name?
Her name is Lisa Hayden.
Lisa. All right, great. Well, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that's that goes almost without saying, but I'm glad that you said it because we don't hear that enough. But, Coach, congratulations to you on the 200th win and many more. I think you had a comment, Coach, about somebody asked you after the game about going for 300, and what was your response to that?
I'd have to look to be 150, I think.
Well, anyway, so, yeah,
you know.
Well, let's hope that happens. But anyways, yeah. if you want it to happen. But anyways, Coach.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, Coach. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, that's Steve Hayden. Steve Hayden, the football coach at Pentucket Regional High School. Again, he picked up his 200th coaching win last Saturday against Triton, and they're at Newburyport on Friday night. This is MSONewsSports.com. One more time now, our broadcast schedule for this weekend. Friday night, Gloucester is at Revere, 7 o'clock kickoff. We hope to have live video streaming of that game, weather permitting. Rick Moore and Paul Ingram will have the play-by-play coverage from Revere. Gloucester 2-1, coming off a huge win last week against Swampscott. Revere 3-0. They knocked off Lynn Classical in a tough one at Manning Field last Friday night. And in our other broadcast game on Friday, Lynn English will play host to Beverly. English coming off a win, their second of the year at Winthrop a week ago, while Beverly's rolling in here. They are 3-0 on the season, and Coach Dan Bauer will have his team in to take on the Lynn English High Bulldogs. Those are our two broadcast games this weekend. No games on Saturday here on MSONewsSports.com. So with our team, thanks very much for being with us on this weekend high school football preview show. And don't forget to check out our post. Down below are all the interviews with the coaches that we have for this week's games. This is MSONewsSports.com.